This is Gretchen Cochran from WSLR. As you have just said, I'm at the same Democracy for All conference. It started with an idea 60 days ago as a compliment of sorts to No King's Day. It grew to nearly 500 people here right now, and I am going to be talking with Anna Dralios, one of its organizers. Anna, how did this come together?
Well, it came together because we felt that protesting was an amazing thing to do, but we wanted to take it further. We wanted to create an event where organizations could be in the same space with people who wanted to learn more about what they could do to support our immigrant and other vulnerable communities, and also to protect democracy that is in so much jeopardy right now. So what we decided to do is not only provide information on what kind of action people could take right now, but also we named the conference Save Democracy for All for a reason, because we feel that we will save democracy. We're in a very perilous period right now. But if we gather together, if we mobilize, we will save democracy. And then we have to rebuild a democracy that will never be this vulnerable again. There's something wrong with our democracy right now when a fake populist can sway people to vote for him.
So, Anna, you have five or six workshops,
yes,
to teach people how to actually take action. What are the names of those?
The names of the workshops are Free and Fair Elections, Civil Discourse, Protect, Support Our Public Schools, Humane Immigration, and the separation of church and state. All of those are important, because if we don't support our immigrants, if we don't protect our schools, if we don't have free and fair elections, we don't have a democracy. And we wanted to inform people about what's going on right now, about what we can do to strengthen our democracy and our schools, and envision a future that is not vulnerable to this kind of oppression and this kind of fascism.
Thank you so much. This is Gretchen Cochran from WSLR.